Chapter 10. Still dazed, Nath felt something stir inside him. Outside of him, something else stirred. The dragon had him wedged inside its mouth. Its great teeth ground at his scales. The pressure was building, and his body popped and cracked. He screamed. The dragon shook him. Nath punched its nose with all the power he had. He could feel the dragon's throaty laughter.
I can't go on like this. I can't.
His stomach buckled and knotted. Something inside him grew and stirred. He let out an awful bellow. His limbs popped and stretched. The dragon's bone-splintering pressure eased. Nath felt magic course through him. The potion had ignited and was rushing through his blood. He expanded. Head, torso, and limbs groaned and enlarged. He caught the second dragon's bewildered look and watched it back off.
What trick is this?
The first dragon thought, releasing Nath from its jaws. Nath convulsed and thrashed. The dragons backed away. Finally, the stretching stopped. He gathered his feet under him and stood erect.
Sweet salamanders!
He was a tower, a great wall. He grabbed a tree and ripped it from the ground.
Come, dragons!
Nath beckoned, looking down in their eyes.
The battle isn't finished yet!
His voice thundered.
And when it's over, perhaps I'll eat you!
He swung the tree like a club into the haunches of the first dragon. It scurried and hissed. Nath laughed. He was bigger than them, taller by a head. He was a man fighting two giant lizards. A geyser of flame erupted from the second dragon's mouth, burning into the scales on Nath's legs. He couldn't contain his scream. Angered, he spit his own larger geyser of flame right into its face. It thrashed in the flames. The first dragon's great tail swept Nath's feet out from under him. The pair of giants wrestled back and forth. Trees fell. Rocks crumbled behind their bulk. It wrapped its tail around Nath's neck. Nath locked his claws around its throat and squeezed with all his power.
You cannot kill me,
it thought in its mind.
You don't have the willpower. Just like your father, who spared us once before. You are a fool, Nath Dragon.
Nath released its neck and started punching. Harder and harder. He loosened its jaw, dotted its eyes. He walloped it in the soft spot behind its wings. Its tail around his neck slackened. Nath tore the tail away, scooped up the dragon, and slammed it into the ground. His next blows were a thunderous flurry that shook everything in the forest. He beat the dragon to death. It lay still, with its tongue hanging from its mouth. Nath drew his arms across his busted mouth with his chest heaving. His giant limbs quivered, and his closed paw fists had dragon blood on them.
What have you done?
The second dragon said.
Impossible.
I did to it what I'm going to do to you,
Nath said, turning to face it. It beat its great wings, lifting its body from the ground, and a whoosh of flame came out. Nath balled up under the searing fire at first, and then slowly he rose. All around him, the forest burned, turned to char and cinder. He gazed up at the dragon, shrugged off the blistering heat, and jumped high in the air, grabbing the dragon by its paws and jerking it to the ground. He pinned it to the ground by the neck and unleashed the full fury of his dragon fire. Its claws raked at his scales. Its thoughts cried mercy. But nothing could save it from Nath's wrath-filled heat. It died with its own eyes scorched inside its sockets. Nath slumped over. He lay on the ground, shaking. The night sky wavered. Smoke and firelight made an eerie look in the sky. He hurt, he bled. The dragon's claws had torn through his scales into his flesh. There were even black blisters in many spots. He clutched his queasy stomach.
I'd be dead if not for that vial.
Getting on his monstrous hands and knees, he searched for Fang, lifting up burning trees and tossing them toward the river. But there was no sign of Fang.
Sultans of sulfur. Could I have lost him?
Perhaps being bigger was the problem. Maybe he just needed to wait until he got smaller.
He can't be far.
He stared into the sky at the floating city that hung above. He could see dragons, still perched on their roosts. Not a single one had moved. He beckoned for them.
Come, come and play.
Thumping his chest, he coughed a little. At his feet, the first bull dragon lay still, wings broken. Nath wondered what it had meant when it spoke about his father. Why had his father spared them the first time? How do you spare something that wants to kill you? He'd spent the majority of his life saving dragons, and now several had died by his hands. He wasn't supposed to kill. He'd been told it was different when a war was going on, but he couldn't make sense of the difference.
Isn't the war between good and evil always being fought?
He felt sadness, despair. He stroked the bull dragon's horns. Despite the dragon's ferocious and terrible nature, it was still a beautiful thing. A spectacular mix of power and beauty. A shame it had been corrupted. A shame for them all. Nath let loose and bellowed. After that, he pushed through the burning woods and located the crystal gnomes, who still formed a hump of stone. He picked them up with a grunt and walked back into the woods. He set them down and renewed his search for Fang. Perhaps the gnomes could help, if they ever thought out, so to speak. He tossed more burning trees toward the river, stomped and patted some fires out. Others he made into a huge bonfire, until all the flames were under control. But there was no sign of Fang. Even with his excellent dragon vision, things were still harder to find in the dark than in the light. He yawned, stretched his arms high into the sky, and sat down. Horses galloping through the forest caught his ear. They were coming this way. Seconds later, the riders emerged. Three of them had astonished looks. It was Brenwar, Bezog, and Ben. The others were stone-faced, wilder elves. And to his surprise, one of them was Shum.
What have you done to yourself this time?
Brenwar bellowed. Nath kneeled down in front of them with his eyes fixed on Bezog. His heart swelled.
You're all right, then,
he said. Looking a little squeamish, Bezog climbed from his horse and said,
Never better.
Nath slapped his hands together in a clap of thunder.
Will you contain yourself?
Brenwar yelled.
You'll wake our dead enemies with all that racket.
They're awake all right, Nath said, lowering his voice. He pointed back at the floating city.
Green-eyed and bony-tailed.
He smiled. He was so happy to see all his friends alive and well. He pointed at Ben. The strongly built man held Akron in his hands and offered an approving nod. Nath continued.
Seems we have some things to sort out. I suppose we should start with you, Shum. How is Sansla Lee?
Nath's vision spun. And a moment later, everything went black.